Good morning, everyone. Welcome back, and this is Jimmy. 欢迎来到随时练英语。今天的内容呢，同样是来自于 Logan， 选自于《金刚狼二》。Eternity can be a curse. It hasn't been easy for you, living without time. The loss you have had to suffer. Lose his purpose. A man can run out of things to live for. Slowly, 慢速。Eternity can be a curse. It hasn't been easy for you, living without time. The loss you have had to suffer. Lose his purpose. A man can run out of things to live for. 在金刚狼系列电影当中，我们知道 mutants 变种人啊，他们是有超乎平常人的能力。所以教授说的这番话 ，Eternity can be a curse. 永生呢，就像一个魔咒、诅咒一样。一个人无依无靠，不受时间，不受任何的束缚，这样轻松的活着，真的是非常的不容易。当身边的人全部随着时间的推移，慢慢变老，慢慢死去的时候，而你还在活着，那么就需要承受这种失去的痛苦。The loss you have to suffer， 这样也就会可能失去了活下去的目标。一旦失去了活下去的动力，那么对你来说可有可无。这段话非常的发人深省 ，thought provoking。先来学习一下连读朗诵。Eternity can be a 两个元音连读的时候加一个音节 can be a curse. Eternity can be a curse. It hasn't been easy. Been easy 连起来 It hasn't been easy for you. 停顿一下 Living without time. The loss you have. 重读一下 The loss you have had 的省略不要了 Had to suffer. The loss you have had to suffer.Lose his purpose. Lose 和 purpose 要重读一下。A man can 这里要弱读 can. A man can run out 连一下 out of 再连一下 run out of. A man can run out of things to live for. 最后两个词都要重读 live for. A man can run out of things to live for. 下面一起来看一下今天的重点单词。Eternity 重音在。Eternity, 不朽永世 Suffer, 遭受忍受今天的短语部分呢我们来看 Run out of If you run out of something Meaning that you have used up You have finished 用完用尽耗尽 For example My patience is beginning to run out Patience 就是你的耐心我的耐心逐渐的用完了就是我变得开始有点不耐烦了Now, let's recap, 复习一下。Eternity can be a curse. It hasn't been easy for you, living without time. The loss you have had to suffer. Lose his purpose, a man can run out of things to live for. Eternity can be a curse. It hasn't been easy for you, living without time. The loss you have had to suffer. Lose his purpose, a man can run out of things to live for.现在我们一起来逐句模仿跟读。Eternity can be a curse. It hasn't been easy for you. Living without time. The loss you have had to suffer. Lose his purpose. A man can run out of things to live for. Pretty good, 非常好。学以致用，举一反三。接下来呢，还是给大家留下一个句子，大家可以想一想如何用英文去表达。同时呢，还可以在我们的留言区或者是微信群进行回复，把你的答案与大家分享。And thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.